Hello and welcome to another edition to the Crippled Crisp Review. It has been a while, but I'm still Captain Kane, or Marijn.
And I'm still Sam, or Brace Boy, and this is episode 30 of We Don't Do Seasons Anymore, so episode 30 of episode 30.
Yes.
The big 3-0.
Yeah, are we ready? We are almost ready for a midlife crisis.
Yeah, you've been here. Tell me what's about to happen.
Well, not much, actually. Yeah. No. But to celebrate this special occasion, I brought a special crisp.
Yeah.
And maybe we should...
all our crisps are special.
Our crisps are special, but this one is a little...
They're
because it's our 30th... episode,
yeah.
This is an extra special crisp.
Yeah.
And, well, you voted. And
it was tied?
Apparently, it was a tie. We had the Doritos Collision and the Piper's Wellington Tomato crisps. Because it was tied and we had Doritos Collision in there for such a long time, I thought we should do the Doritos Collision.
Yeah.
So I went on to the supermarket today to buy Doritos Collision. And they don't sell it anymore.
No. It's out of stock.
Yes.
It's out of production. It's out of everything. So we have Doritos Roulette.
Yes.
Which is... the Doritos Collision, for everybody that is tuning in today for the first time, a quick introduction. That's a bag of Doritos crisps with two different flavors inside. And the one we wanted to do was guacamole.
Yes.
And what was the other flavor?
Something chili like habanero.
Habanero, guacamole
like
and habanero.
Yeah.
So those are two different flavors in one bag. And this is Doritos Roulette. And that's taco and hot chili flavor. And what the thing is that... there is one or there are a couple of crisps in here that are super mega, super, super hot.
Ultra.
Ultra hot, like Pepper X, Ghost Pepper, whatever.
Where would it be on the Scoville scale, you think?
Probably
no
in the
millions.
Trillions.
Trillions.
And when you eat that specific super hot, mega hot, ultimate hotness, super crisp... You will get a blue tongue.
Which you will get when you eat spicy stuff.
Is that true?
Not really, but...
In this case you have, yeah.
But now Doritos has put some coloring in there. Yeah. So when you eat the spicy thing, you really get a blue tongue.
And we haven't opened the bag yet, and I have never had these crisps before.
Me neither.
These specific crisps.
Me neither.
But I have a feeling that you can see the super ultra hot spicy super mega 1 billion Scoville crisps from like a mile distance when you open the bag.
I agree with you. I think it will be a very red crisp.
Yeah,
because
or
it has
a blue crisps because it's gonna turn your tongue blue.
I'm
also thinking very red.
We are going to do to test this scientifically.
So let's just open the bag. Yes. Let's just jump into it. Okay.
Does it smell spicy?
It doesn't smell that spicy. I'm grabbing a few. And then I'm handing it over
after
to you.
Each one, you should show your tongue.
Yeah, same
and
to
I
you.
Will do the same.
Yeah, same to you indeed. I will wait for you to first smell maybe, but
No, first I think they're quite the same in coloring.
They're all
so
very
you
the
can't
same.
Really
yeah.
see
you
which
can
is
see which the super mega hot one.
Yeah, or maybe
trillion.
It's on the bottom and we haven't.
Yeah. Okay.
But still,
let's just try it out.
Smell is taco-ish.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm just popping one in.
Yes. Me too.
This one isn't super mega hot. It's just normal.
This one neither, but it does have a nice taste.
Yeah. This... It's getting a little spicy in the aftertaste. Do you have the same? It's not super mega spicy, but...
A bit.
Yeah.
But tiny bit.
Yeah.
I would rate this one or two Scovilles.
Yeah. No.
Or maybe three.
I believe a glass of milk is already 100 Scovilles.
That's true. Okay, then it might be a little bit more than that, so 103.
Yeah.
But the taste is nice.
Yeah, it's all right. I didn't have a super mega hot one yet, so I'm not showing my tongue until I have.
This one, mine is a little bit spicier,
yeah,
but not mega spicy.
Okay.
So I can show you my tongue.
Okay, give me another tree and then I'm quitting the bed. Okay, let's see. I'm trying another one. No. They are nice and crunchy.
They are nice and crunchy, and I like the general taste of them.
It's good.
Yeah. These are nice to serve on a party.
I would recommend these.
Yeah.
Okay. What do we do? Are we keeping on eating them?
I might have a...
Yeah, I see some... Yeah, you have a blue tongue. You have a blue tongue.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. This one is spicy.
Yeah.
Not super mega trillion billion Scoville spicy, but it is spicy.
Yeah. But is it good? Is it nice? Would you recommend it?
It's just spicy, extra spicy, and I like the flavor of
the
all these crisps.
Yeah.
And this one is just a little bit more spicy. I would say, yeah, you buy these. Try it out if you want to have a fun party.
Let's do a quick roundup.
Yeah.
Smell. Yeah, good.
Taco-ish.
Not too expressive, to be honest.
No.
Flavor. It's a nice flavor.
A little bit above par. Above the average of taco tortilla chips.
A little bit of spice in the normal ones. A little more spice in the extreme spicy ones.
And
Yeah.
Yeah? Show. No.
No? Oh.
No!
Well, that's strange, because it feels... This feels more spicy than the other ones are.
Yeah, that could be, but maybe it takes a while. Show me your tongue now. No.
Oh.
No, sorry.
Oh, no, okay.
Last crunch. I think they have a good crunch.
They have a great crunch.
Yeah.
I would give these 3.5 out of 5.
Me too.
This is a good...
Yeah.
Well, they're not
and
exceptional...
A little bit of fun if you have a party and want to have something special going on.
Yeah. If your party is so dull that you need your food to liven it up with, like, stupid tricks, then yeah.
But
this is going to help you out.
But we're not the crippled party review.
No.
So, yeah, now it's getting blue. Okay.
Yeah, it's okay. It's all right.
Yeah.
You're not dying of this.
No.
It's not. I've eaten hotter chilies.
Yeah. It's not...
No.
It's nothing really...
Really
super
exceptional.
Super turbo, ultra
no.
spicy. But...
It's alright.
That's okay.
Should we go to the next bit? Should we go to the trivia?
I guess so.
Marijn, you have prepared a nice little trivia for us. Please tell us. It was with the other collisions in mind.
Yes.
We have to tell.
But this trivia is also applicable to the Doritos Roulette because it has something to do with the corn chips.
Yes, indeed.
Because my trivia is about guacamole.
Guacamole, isn't that made from avocados?
It is.
And there is this rumor, I believe, that, or this, to be honest, I think one of my best friends once told me when I was making guacamole that when you if you don't want it to turn brown when you're keeping it for a while when it's in the open for a while, you should put one of the pits or stones from the avocado in your guacamole.
That is true.
And that would help against the browning of the guacamole. Right?
Yes. Yeah. You're completely right. That is a rumor.
That's a rumor. Yeah. That's maybe even like a little kitchen knowledge in a sense. There's a lot of people that say this.
A lot of Mexican, South American people do believe that keeping a pit in your guacamole.
Yeah, but I don't know if it's only Mexican and South American.
Maybe
a lot of people
that tradition has spread out over the world.
Yeah.
Like guacamole did.
Like guacamole did, yeah.
But it's not true.
It's not true.
No. Why this, myth came into existence was because when you make guacamole and you put it in your refrigerator or somewhere else, it turns browner and browner, eventually black.
Yeah.
And there was someone who put a stone in it.
Yeah.
And the guacamole turned brown, black, just like it usually would. But the guacamole under the pit remained green.
Yeah.
Now, there was this guy.
Yeah.
I have found his name, Harold McGee.
Yeah. And
who did an experiment.
Yeah.
So he made two bowls of guacamole.
Yeah.
And in one, he put a stone.
Yeah,
of guacamole, the pit of the guacamole, and checked, let it brown, and checked under the pit. The guacamole remained green.
Yeah,
but then he took a bowl of guacamole and put a light bulb in there.
Yeah,
and put it away.
Yeah, same thing happened.
Same thing happened.
Yeah,
guacamole remained green under the light bulb, and what is it? It's just guacamole turning brown. Is just like an apple turning brown. It's just oxidizing.
Yeah, of course.
So if you have a
little container with a lid, just put a lid on there and it would do the same thing.
Use some cling film.
Yeah,
you don't have it,
or some aluminium foil if you don't have that.
Aluminium foil.
Aluminium. Yeah, what do you say? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do. I hope the listeners now too.
Yeah. Now you can don't believe in it. Just throw away those pits or put them in.
You can still put them in because they look nice and decorative. Or
you can
like
do
that.
You can also put two toothpicks in the pit and then put it in a little jar with water only in the bottom, because then you can grow your own avocado tree.
Didn't you tell me that? A while ago, I believe you did.
Yeah, and the funny thing is that my girlfriend Sarah did this like more than a year ago, and now she has a small
avocado
tree, and it takes a couple of years before the avocado tree will produce avocados.
And did she grow it inside or?
Yeah, she did it inside.
Okay, yeah,
In front of a big window, so it got a lot of sunlight, but it didn't get. It didn't get cold, of course, because it was inside. And this plant is soon going to be
in a couple of years.
House. Yeah, in a couple of years.
Or months, maybe.
Years. It's going to be. I looked that up once. Avocado tree takes about 7 to 8 years to get to adulthood.
Okay.
And then it will start. And then you probably need like two of them, one female, one male, to get them to interact with each other and do the
we already know if it's a boy or a girl?
And I don't know how you can find that out, but
I believe most plants have both reproductive organs, so male and female. They can't fertilize themselves, but they have
you need a second one in that one also has to be in adulthood stage.
Actually, she should grow a new one.
Yeah, now.
Right now.
Yeah,
and then right now, call her.
And then,
do
like
it.
in 10 years, we might have an avocado on her hands.
Yeah,
yeah. now,
maybe it's time to go on.
Yeah, but until that time, we're just buying avocados in the store.
Yes.
Because store-bought guacamole is disgusting. If you
yes.
buy guacamole in one of those jars...
If we are going to take this detour, store-bought avocados are a disaster because every supermarket or wherever you get them is saying that they are...
Ripe, yeah.
But they are not.
No. But that's why you buy them like 2 days before you need them, so they are good when you need them.
Some people do.
Yeah, that's called planning.
Yeah.
Something. Some people can do it, some people don't.
Don't.
Yeah, it's just a hard reality. Let's just go on.
Because we have something to tell. We're off for a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
But that was partly because we went for a weekend to the capital of Romania.
Bucharest.
As you all know, Bucharest.
Yeah.
Which was very nice.
Which was a jolly good time. But and what was interesting was the day before we left, my mom texted me and she told me, hey, you should look out. Bucharest isn't very wheelchair accessible.
Yeah,
it is. It's like not accessible at all in a wheelchair. And that was the thing. We would travel with a big group of more than 20 people.
Yes,
and we would both take our foldable wheelchairs with us, so we wouldn't have to walk too much. And I immediately. Got a little bit nervous, like I often do, and I was thinking, is it still a good idea to take this wheelchair with you if it's just
as you always do?
Because I was worried that it's just gonna be a hassle to take it with me or take it with us if it's not functional in a city. And then we came into the city, we took a cab, a little bit of a hassle to find a cab that could fit to
wheelchairs,
but eventually we found one.
When the driver discovered, we could take the wheels off of my wheelchair.
Yeah,
then it suddenly was no problem anymore.
Yeah, when I told Marijn how he could take the the wheels off of his own wheelchair. That was also a mind-revelation moment for Marijn. He had never seen that before. It was mind blown. Yeah. No. And then we came to our hostel where we were staying, which was a nice place in a way. It was all right. But the street where it was in was...
totally different.
Yeah, it reminded me of the early Middle Ages. It was with a lot of bumps in it,
yeah.
A lot of loose stones, a dirt road, I would say.
I would have liked to have said, I don't know if that's a correct construction, but that I have been to Guatemala once and that the roads there were better.
Yeah.
But I've never been to Guatemala, so
no.
I'm not going to say that.
No.
But the road was,
tricky.
Non-paved.
Yeah. Non-paved is indeed a word you could use in this instance. Yeah.
Yeah. So Sam told me his worries beforehand.
Yeah.
I was also a bit worried.
Yeah.
So it was not a good start.
No.
Taxi not able to transport our wheelchairs.
Yeah.
And a non-paved road in front of our hostel.
Yeah.
But then.
Yeah.
We went into the city
with
a group of 20 people.
Yeah. And then what happened was that they were all very kind and they very much helped us out by pushing us around. And
without asking.
Without asking. And they some of them even were not discussing who could have a turn, in a sense, who could have a turn pushing us.
Yeah, there were little battles going on.
Yeah, battle is maybe a big word, but yeah, you could say that. And then...
People were fighting over it.
At the end of the first day, after dinner, the people that organized the trip had the brilliant idea to go to a special bar.
Yes.
A so-called Sky Lounge Cocktail Bar.
A rooftop terrace.
Yeah. Rooftop. Isn't that high from the ground?
Yes, but you could take the elevator.
Yeah, you could take the elevator if it wasn't in Romania.
True.
So it was like 10 stairs or was it like a billion stairs?
I don't know. I think there were more stairs than the Crispy reviewed had Scoville saying
it. Especially that, yeah. And to be honest, I didn't have my wheelchair with me when we went to visit this bar because in the evening I decided to walk on my own.
And it was not far from the hostel.
It wasn't far from the hostel, but half I was there before you were, I believe. And half way up the stairs, I was already like, shit, this is a bad idea. Because halfway up, I was like, shit, this was already a little bit
too much.
And now I still have to do half of it. And then I have to go all the way down when I want to go back home. And I actually was then contemplating to just say, fuck it, I'm going back down and I'm searching for a bar that has like ground level access.
Less stairs.
Yeah, less stairs, ground level access. Because there were a lot of nice pubs, bars.
I believe the last night we were there, we were in a very nice
ground floor bar. We should have gone there maybe the first night because it wasn't bad at all.
But still, we went to the rooftop terrace.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was a cocktail terrace.
Yeah.
The poor bartender
madam bartender lady hadn't expected 20 people in a group on a Thursday night, which I find maybe that's more of her problem.
It was definitely more her problem than it was ours.
No, but that because I think then you should be able to call somebody up.
Yeah, so
because they also had a ground floor entrance,
and there were other guests than the group we went with.
Yeah,
so I believe there was a group who had a bachelor party or something.
Yeah, and they were dressed as they were like forcing everybody to have a drink with them, and which was a little.
Which they didn't buy everyone a drink.
No, you just
possibly because the bartender said. No fucking way I'm gonna do that.
No, but it was fun though. And you had some lovely ladies who carried your wheelchair up.
That's true. That's true.
Yeah. Maybe you should give them a shout
out. Yeah, I want to give a shout out to Margot Sely and Jasmijn Knossen.
Yeah.
Who dragged my wheelchair up the stairs and down.
And down as well. And then
without me in it. My wheelchair is foldable. I got out and walked the stairs myself.
I have done some research on this. You have the lightest possible foldable wheelchair available within the under €1,000.
So, yeah, it wasn't... Well, I'm very thankful that I did.
It's 11 kilos,
And you said that I was lighter. I am lighter than my wheelchair.
Probably.
So actually, I could have stayed in there.
Yeah, You won't weigh very much more than like a bag of crisps.
I haven't tested this. Maybe that is something for us to test on another future episode.
But I think this is the end of the story a little bit. Let's summarize. Bucharest is a lovely city. It's not...
And it was more accessible than we had anticipated.
Yeah. It isn't the most accessible city with a wheelchair. It isn't Barcelona. Barcelona is the European city with the most wheelchair accessible city plan. Mm-hmm. So it isn't Barcelona, it isn't London, it isn't Berlin, but it is certainly accessible. You can do it. It's possible.
And I thought the people were friendly.
People were friendly. People will help you out as well. There was like an older gentleman that helped me out getting up a little step one time with the wheelchair, so that's nice. The people are good. The food was nice. The drinks were cheap and good.
Everything was cheap.
Yeah, you ate. You I don't know if Sarah already sent you the payment request, but on the first night you ate a full meal with some drinks, and I believe you only spent like €7. That's of course with the exchange of money, because they don't have euros in Bucharest. But you paid like around €7 for like a full. For like a main course and like two drinks. And didn't you have like
didn't have dessert.
No, you didn't have dessert, but it was like sickly cheap. And
I should have gotten more out of it.
Yeah,
more for ordering more. Yeah. But I know I don't eat that much.
No. Let's just do the roundup.
First we have the what's next. And the what's next is choice between the one who didn't make it last time, which was Piper's Wellington tomato crisps.
Yeah. Not tomato ketchup, by the way. It's tomato.
It's not tomato ketchup.
No, it's tomato.
Yeah.
I find it very interesting.
So that one, or a Dutch classic on birthday parties, kaasvlinders.
Yeah.
Which are of puff pastry and grated cheese over it. And
I
then
think so, yeah.
From the oven.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, well, I had them. I've had kaasvlinders earlier.
Yeah.
Or kaasstengels. You have different variations on it.
They are nice.
But they are very nice.
Yeah, but I'm very interested in the tomato crisps as well. Because that's something totally new for us.
So, yeah.
By the way, this week ate some other crisps at some other people, and that was feta olive flavor from Kettle. Those things were disgusting. We're not checking those out. Now we can do a more formal review, but this is like a little
heads up
for our listeners. Don't buy the Kettle feta cheese.
It's
olive flavor.
Well, we had the feta honey.
Yeah, dude, those were fine.
Yeah.
Those were very good, actually.
Or was that goat cheese and honey?
There was goat cheese, I believe.
Okay.
That's the difference.
Okay.
But let's go to the roundup.
Yeah. Today we reviewed the Doritos Roulette instead of Doritos Collision.
Yeah, they got a 3.5 out of 5.
Yeah, they are. Some are spicy and others are not, but they're not heavily spicy.
They're recommendable.
But they give you a nice blue tongue.
Yeah.
Then we discussed leaving stones, pits, or whatever in guacamole prevents them from turning brown.
And it works.
For a small part.
It works for a small part. But it doesn't work for your whole guacamole. And it doesn't work better than cling film or just the lid of your jar.
Exactly.
And then we discussed Bucharest.
Yeah, which is a nice city.
Yeah, you should
if you have the opportunity go there. And
yeah, you should. And it was great weather as well. They have a great climate. Let me stress that. And
nice parks,
beautiful buildings, beautiful. I find the architectural very interesting.
Yes,
with a little neoclassical style, but also the communistic imperialist. Yeah, the communistic statistic style. Great big housing plans. It's very interesting.
And they had quite a lot of parks. I've been to a couple of parks.
Yeah.
They're very nice big parks.
Yeah. Museums. We haven't been in them because they were closed because of special holidays and because the Pope was in the city as well.
Yes.
To meet with us, of course. And
we're busy.
Looked very interesting from their websites, and the churches we visited were very beautiful on the inside.
Indeed.
Yeah.
So Bucharest, go.
Yeah.
Then we gave you a choice what we're going to review next. Is it going to be the Piper's Tomato Crisp or are it going to be kaasvlinders?
Yeah.
Choice is up to you. Let us know. Let us know in any way what you think of these episodes in the comments.
And write us a tweet or a comment if you want to recommend us crisps.
Yes.
Yeah.
And if you like it, share it with
friends,
family, subscribe.
And of course,
all the things you do on social channels.
If you have iTunes, please write a review on iTunes. That would very much help. Or if you could leave anywhere else, you could leave a review. Please do. Wherever you can. I want to thank all the listeners. And until next time.
That is how the crisp crunches.